This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I can guarantee you Brian's going to have a story that makes me uncomfortable coming up. Welcome back in. It's Good Morning NoCo. I'm Tanner Schwint. Brian Carey, my co-host, who are live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. Angel Padilla rocking that crimson back there, that crimson red in honor of Alabama today with the NCAA March Madness getting underway. But you've got a story that's going to make me uncomfortable, don't you?
Why? Why do you think that?
Just by that little smirk on your face, because I know what time it is, Brian.
It's time for Backpage News.
News team, assemble!
The headline reads, cow washed away in floods, hoofs it, and ends up at KFC. Funeral home discovered woman presumed dead is still alive. The Animal Welfare Board of India says that hugging cows will bring emotional richness and increase individual and collective happiness.
A lot of cow stories.
700 pounds of acorns, 20 to 25 feet high, were stuffed in the home's chimney. I was wondering what noise would come out of that one. Very good. Hey, welcome to Backpage News. Some stories you might have missed that weren't on the front. The world is trying to recover. The toxic Selena Gomez, Justin, and Hailey Bieber discourse is hurting everyone, even fans, is what it says in the headline.
I am Team Selena.
I don't know what's going on. Can you tell me what's happening in this altercation?
My fiance told me we're Team Selena.
Oh, that's all you know? Okay.
Yeah. I was kind of curious.
You looked excited at first. We just talked
because
about this.
My fiance, if she's listening, is so proud of me right now because we're Team Selena. Okay. Apparently, Haley is just being a not so nice person.
An angry Bieber?
Yes, towards Selena. And ripping off a lot of Selena's stuff. Selena will start something, and then a couple months later, all of a sudden, Haley's starting something. And then Kylie Jenner jumped in with Hailey Bieber, and their following count went way down, and Selena's went way up, and all sorts of madness, apparently.
Wow.
But Selena Gomez is very, very popular again.
Had she fallen out of favor?
No. I don't.
Isn't she the one who's on Only Murders in the Building?
Yeah, she is.
With Steve Martin and Martin Short?
Right, but that's
not... So I'm
not...
Team Selena.
Yeah, yeah. Team Selena.
I don't even know what's going on.
No. Drama.
I'm not overly anti-Bieber. I'm just not.
I'm very anti-Bieber.
I'm not pro-Bieber.
I would pay.
I'm Bieber neutral.
I would pay I would pay 4 to 5 figures to fight Justin Bieber.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. How do you fall on this, Angel? And what do you know?
I just tried to research what was going on in this situation. I can't. As far as I can tell, it's just Kylie Jenner and Hailey are making fun of Selena Gomez on TikTok or whatever for her eyebrow makeup thing she's doing. I guess that's the drama. So Team Selena, I guess.
Yeah. I put in a request with our leading.
The music is a lot better, I think.
I put in
Justin.
Yeah.
With our leading expert on this, I put a request in with my fiance. Why are we Team Selena?
Okay.
Explain it to us like we're 5.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. That's the way you should do most
things. She's read the message.
Okay.
This is intense, Brian.
All right, no,
developing story.
I'm waiting for this to come in, and we'll keep this line of communication going. Feel free to break in at any moment.
I would like her to get on the line and just break it down for us if she would be willing to do that.
Can she do it with being FCC regulated?
Yes.
Okay.
She's a teacher, man. She's got to be FCC regulated on there, too.
And she knows how to explain things to children, so this would be absolutely perfect if she could.
Okay, so... Because
right,
Haley is
getting
a,
this
yeah,
in? Okay.
This is developing
right
now.
Okay.
Because Haley is a mean girl. She makes TikToks and posts about Selena with her friends like she's in high school. So apparently she's just cyberbullying Selena Gomez. But we remember Selena once dated Justin Bieber.
Right.
So I think
for
there's
like 7 years.
Was it seven? No,
it was
wasn't.
On and off again, but
no, it
close
wasn't
to
7 years. It's insane.
So like since second grade.
Also, Haley tries to.
You're about probably 15 at the time.
Okay.
Our insider here says also Haley tries to copy everything Selena does, even though she's the one that's married to Justin. It's sad. This is the leading expert analysis on this, but we are now officially a Team Selena morning show.
I'm just so glad we were able to dive into this. You know, here's the really sad part about this whole thing.
In all honesty, what makes me the most depressed about this story is I call this segment Back Page News.
Yeah.
You know where this story was?
The front page.
Front page of the USA Today.
Before we go to that, let me just get a text here, because the people are in on the Haley versus Selena.
I want to hear from them. Let's start this debate. If we can get it rocking. I want to hear. I'll take all hour to discuss this if you want.
Mysterio said, Haley is hot. I vote for Haley versus Selena wrestling match in Battleground Pro Wrestling. I think that would be a lot of people that would sign up for that, Brian.
No argument.
Again,
there.
That's Texter, not me.
Right. That's
Jenna. I love you very much, and would never want to see that.
What's
see.
The price on the pay per view? And is Jake Paul fighting it?
Yes.
Too?
Sport says Selena is predicting that Purdue will win it all. Well, now I don't want to be Team Selena. I think we're Team Selena still. Don't cyberbully Selena Gomez. But also, like, I feel like Mysterio's not crediting Selena's attractiveness at all.
Does that really matter in this?
Like,
thing?
Selena's way more attractive than Haley.
That's what I thought too. So I think Mysterio's
apparently
off base
Justin
on this.
Didn't.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what he thinks.
Yeah.
And
you had a couple number one songs, think you're a big deal at 16.
Baby, I'm gonna punch you in the face.
Hey. You just simmer down. He gets his peaches from down in Georgia.
Mysterio said she's hot, too.
All right.
Okay, good. Thanks for the expert analysis there.
What about
Mysterio.
Justin?
Yeah.
Good-looking guy.
No.
All right, there we go.
No, stupid haircuts.
Okay. So we got to that. If there's any more developments, welcome to... Let me just mark that on the list of crap I never thought would take off, but did. That's the beauty of this job, man.
Yes.
I come in, I'll have 40 things ready to go, and the one... Could just take off and go all morning. I had no idea that this was really a thing.
Oh, it is. It's big, big controversy right now between Selena and Haley.
This is why I'm so glad I work with some younger people.
I hate Kylie Jenner now, too.
I don't understand why she's famous.
Because her sister's famous for doing something.
Her movie release.
Does that... I don't think siblings
that
should come into play.
That went really popular.
Well, and
for what?
But Kylie's got a makeup line now.
They all do.
Right. Oh, that's true.
But that's what...
I want to see him without the filters, though.
I don't.
Okay.
Like, right. They're definitely hiding something. Like,
oh, for sure.
Wrinkles on wrinkles.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
No, there's probably a lot of butt ugliness going on underneath there.
There's a lot of that stuff going on. But this just proves, like, the Jenner and the Kardashian family proves one thing. If you're rich enough, you can become hot. That is plain and simple. Because if you go and look at Kylie before she underwent all the plastic surgery that went on.
Oh, you just think of, you know, Mama June from... just kidding.
I don't know who Mama June is.
From Honey Boo Boo.
Oh, that's Honey... Yeah. She's not rich enough yet, and I don't think.
No, she got richer.
I don't think you could have Musk money and still make
Musk
Mama
money.
June. You could have Musk money. You could have Zuckerberg money. That's still not enough money to fix whatever the hell's going on with that. Mysterio, I'm not reading that text on air, but thank you for sending that in because it made me laugh.
I'm looking forward to hearing it during the break that will be coming up. Yeah. Okay, yep. That one, too. Good Lord. All right.
Sorry, I'm supposed to be the serious one. Brian.
No, I like it when you're disruptive. Yeah. This is fun. Let's see. Moving on Back Page News, a slip of the tongue can be a bad thing for an announcer.
Yes, it can.
Yeah, I mean, we know that most definitely. A announcer during the Ole Miss Jacksonville State baseball game yesterday made the mistake when the designated hitter was coming up to the plate. He referred to him as the designated Hitler.
Oh, no. Before we judge him, did the DH have a mustache? And
no.
What did it look like? I don't think we can jump into judging him too soon.
I think
you
we can.
Sir have been chosen.
Yeah.
That is...
new Hitler.
Yeah. Not going to work.
Okay.
Not going to work.
All right.
Did
Why
you
is he
know,
famous? Oh, yeah. That's
did
right.
you know that there is an actual mental condition called Otto Brewery Syndrome?
A mental condition?
This is an actual physical condition.
Oh, it's a... You said metal. Is that right? This is a metal condition?
I said it's a real condition, I think. Maybe it's a mental condition.
Okay.
That could be.
Okay.
I don't know if I did. I might have.
I think I have this.
All right. You do? Otto Brewery Syndrome. The headline says, drunk without drinking, local doctor and patients detail life with Otto Brewery Syndrome.
I actually, I buy this. Okay, keep going.
No, it's a symptom. It's something where your body, it's a rare condition where your body actually makes alcohol. Where you have not had a drink, you haven't done anything, but your body makes alcohol, you become inebriated, and you can actually breathe positive on a test. There's a teacher who had lost his job, had gone through all of these problems, because every time they would check him, they thought that he had been drinking. And he's like, I don't drink. I haven't had anything. And they tested him, and they found that this is a Otto Brewery Syndrome. Now, there's going to be a lot of people claiming this condition.
I'm wondering how much you paid the doctor for that doctor's note.
That's
I swear I haven't been drinking.
No,
my body makes it.
No, just could you please give me a note that says this can be transmitted by cats?
Yeah.
All right, can you?
Yes. Yes. Well, it's, I don't know. That's bizarre. I don't, maybe I do have it. Maybe I don't. I don't know, but. That's a bizarre thing.
It is a very bizarre thing.
But have you ever felt drunk when you haven't had a drop to drink?
Yes, and that can be sleep deprivation. That can be a lot of things.
Oh,
but I don't think it's Otto Brewery Syndrome. No, I don't believe that's it.
Damn.
But speaking of not drinking, here's another one. Coors Light.
Ew.
Is that your instant reaction to Coors Light?
I hate Coors Light.
Is that...
Yeah, that's a Bud Light guy. I'm traditionally a Bud Light guy.
See, I can't do either of those.
No, I don't drink a whole lot of Bud Light. But
Coors Light or Bud Light, I'm not big. I think it's, as Chad Young once said, it's like sparkling water.
Yeah, it is. Yes.
Beer-flavored sparkling water.
It is, but it's kind of like one of those things, like you're either a Ford guy or you're a Dodge guy, right? Or you're either a Republican or you're a Democrat. It all just depends on what household you grew up in.
I don't jump into I stay away from those categories. I've just never been one who...
See, I'm a Ford guy all the way through. I will always own a Ford. That is what I will drive. Plain and simple. That is one of the brand loyalty things that I have. I'm a Ford dude.
I get what gives me the best bang for the buck.
And with this, though, but I'm more Team Bud Light. Anyhow, Coors Light is doing what?
They're coming out with, you know, those Mr. Freeze pops? You know, those,
yeah.
You know, the plastic tube, the Otter Pops?
God.
Coors Light flavored Otter Pops that are non-alcoholic.
Well, that's...
It's just so you can get that delicious taste of Coors Light in a tube. And then, you know, the kids can sit around and have some, too, with you. You know? Sit around and have Silver Bullet Pops with all the grandkids and all that. They're non-alcoholic. This is teaching you how to not drink alcohol-flavored beverages. I want you to acquire the taste for liking alcohol, but we're going to start you young. So,
I've always wanted a horse pee-flavored popsicle. That has always been something I've dreamed of. So this
say
is
no
right
now,
there.
But... Middle of summer at Coors Field, and they start passing these around?
Hell no. No.
Ice cold?
No. Give me the ice cold. No. Coors Light is horrible, man. I won't.
I'm not going to say that I would say no on a really hot day if you're handing me a frozen, non-alcoholic Coors Light flavored frozen anything. I'd eat it on many hot days.
If I'm in the middle of the desert dying because of heat...
And a camel and opens its hump and pulls out a cooler of these.
And I will die of the heat. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. 919, it's Good Morning NOCO. We'll be right back. Oh, yeah, baby. Let's keep it going. It's Good Morning NOCO, presented by Air Solutions. We're talking about the Coors Light popsicle that's coming out, the non-alcoholic
yes.
Coors Light popsicle. Noob, if you want to do that, just lick the underside of a mower. Coors Light is horrible. It is bad. Coors Light is just straight up the worst.
Hey, it's some people's favorite. I know some folks who just love that brew.
Well, those people are probably the worst too, Brian.
No, they're good friends.
That's all Terry Kirsch and J9.
Oh, is that right?
So that's where I was going with that. Sorry to all you other Coors Light. Not really. Coors Light sucks.
That's just that's 100%. Tanner's
way. It is. And yeah, you can
I'm
call
still
me.
Hoping for a sponsorship.
Well, I would. That was one that I would turn down. So just make it an endorsement deal for you.
All right. Well, okay. We had Coors on the phone wanting to place a big buy.
Sponsor the whole show.
Okay.
9:25 the time. I'm excited. March Madness is we're 30 minutes away from March Madness getting underway. West Virginia taking on Maryland. Got to be West Virginia in that one, right, Brian?
No.
Although you guys are on the Terrapins.
I went the other way.
Are they the Terrapins?
Terrapins.
I thought
what's
that,
a turpin?
It's like a turban, but with a P.
No, I thought it was short for turpentine.
I need some terps. They're terrapins.
Yeah.
What's a turtle?
It's a turtle.
It's bet on a turtle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What wins a turtle or a mountaineer?
Oh, a turtle will take the mountaineer. Strategically place himself where he thinks it's a rock. Move, falls, dies.
You thought about that scenario way too quickly.
Just hit me.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
Argue that one.
The West Virginia Mountaineer would just shoot the turtle.
And he's got a shell.
He's walking around in the mountains all the time. You think he's just, oh, that's a moving rock. No.
Hey, what is that, a mountain turtle? That's odd.
He's sure-footed. Are you on West Virginia or the other one, Maryland?
Maryland.
Oh, God. Already the division starts.
This is fine. We want to have differences because Angel and I are going to place higher than you.
No, you're not. Not at all. And then I just saw West Virginia, Virginia is taking on Furman, a 4-13, and Virginia's only 5.5-point favorites in that.
Yeah, I was just looking at that.
I spent a lot of time
on that game, and Furman has a chance.
Really?
Yeah.
They're one of those, when I was reading experts, you know, picks of possible dark horse or surprise first round results, I read a couple of experts saying, look at that game as a possibility.
Well, those experts don't know anything. I'm sorry.
What do we know?
Right. No, they don't. They don't. Thank you. We don't. No, nobody knows. That's the brilliance of March Madness, is because it's a sporting event that attracts everybody who has no idea about sports. It's a brilliant thing.
It's much like the Olympics. Where we're all experts on figure skating and ski jumping by the end of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if I would have been in that curling, though. I would have broomed a little harder.
You know, but it's interesting. I did curl. I did try that, and I got very injured doing that. It hurt so bad. Getting down to chuck that stone, man, you stretch your thighs and waist. My hamstring went like a tight guitar string.
So you were the thrower, not the sweeper?
We all took turns doing each thing.
I think they got to rotate through, right?
Yeah, okay. And it was my turn to chuck the old stone, and I rolled the rock, and man, did that hurt. You got to get down low. It's like when you go bowling for the first time in a long time, and you realize how low you have to get with your knees and everything that you haven't been for a while.
That old curling injuries popping
up. Oh, it popped up.
Yeah, I bet that.
I bring that up a lot of times when I go to the doctor and he's, you know, any problems, anything? Well, I've got this old curling injury.
Absolute ludicrousy.
No. I do bring
just insane.
Up.
I don't want to get old.
But you were talking about, you know, the point spreads in some of those games. Just looking at another 5 and a 12, you know, your team Duke, that is your kind of dark horse, they're only favored by 6.5 over Oral Roberts,
really?
Which there you're looking at a 5 and a 12 where you would think there would be a bigger separation.
Yeah, there would. And I like that game. And I love Virginia minus the 5.5 for anybody who's looking at doing something like this. I think Virginia rolls in that one, too. Unk texting in, Tanner, Ford sucks. No, you suck. You suck. I wish you wouldn't have gotten the bracket challenge, all right?
Why do you start these?
They started.
Well, you can just let it go.
No.
They're allowed to have their own thoughts on trucks.
They can have their thoughts. They're wrong. They can have them. They're just wrong. Ford sucks. You suck. 9:29. It's
Way
good morning,
Noco. Way to create
Noco.
A welcoming atmosphere.
Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA. Right now, you're placing those. You haven't. If you didn't take West Virginia, go to your brackets right now and go change them. West Virginia all the way in the first game of the March Madness tournament.
All right, I just actually just wagered the other way as I just jumped in and took some early
like
action.
You're losing money, Brian.
Hey, we'll see what happens. I just look at last year's standings, and my name ended up way above yours. So we'll see how this plays out.
Get you a shirt on the back with quotes. We'll see what happens, Brian Gary.
Sure,
that'd be awesome. I would wear that.
I would too.
Well, I know because you say it.
Yeah, I do.
I think a quote from Brian Gary would be awesome. Another quote from Brian Gary. I like the people from Alliance Irrigation.
I do.
That's a direct quote.
Yeah, they're great people. I really enjoyed getting to spend some time with Mario.
Yeah.
And
Destiny, incredible.
I'm just impressed. We've gone out there to visit a few times, mm-hmm. but gotten to know him on a personal basis, too. And I don't know that I've met somebody more dedicated to their craft than they are. And it's because they are passionate about it. When you find somebody who is passionate about what they do, and part of what they do, they feel, is give great customer service and take care of the people who come to them. That's part of their pride. Not only knowing what needs to be known, knowing how to apply it, knowing how to take care of you as a customer and feel valued. Those are the things you want when you go and do business with somebody. And that's why I love Alliance Irrigation. They're just great people.
No, they are. And the products that they provide with Rinky and the warranty and the nitty gritty details of it are just as impressive as us just sitting here talking about them. So check them out, 970-353-1621. More Good Morning NoCo, including Aaron Rodgers, gonna find a new, he found a new home. We'll talk about that next. But first, bottom of the hour news and weather center. Tell it wouldn't be long, it's with me. Unk's taking us down this road right now. Because in the past,
arguing with Unk.
No, I'm not arguing with him now. We need suggestions. We need the people out there to text us on this one to the J9 Agencies text line 888-530-0043. In the past, whoever from the station takes last for the whole show bracket challenge has to sit on the roof of the station with a sign that says, I lost the whole show bracket challenge. He has to sit up there for the duration of one of their shows during the whole show. You have to sit up there. Brady's old producer, Cole, who's still part of the station here, he lost it and had to sit up there. We had to find a fill-in producer. He sat up there and would call in every once in a while. He had a pigeon that was antagonizing him up there. He got a little hairy up there at times. So... Unk said, with the West Virginia pick, Tanner is on his way to last place in the whole show bracket. What does last place get? So we need to know what should be a punishment for the person who takes last place.
And are we talking just last place among our office
amongst
guys?
Amongst the KFK guys.
All right, among the office crew, whoever is the absolute worst, what is going to be the punishment or what you win for being last? What would be the prize? Is it, having to wear, a dress on the corner and selling lemonade or, whatever it may be? If anybody has any suggestions, I like it. Now, I mean, there's always you got to get a tattoo that says this or that. We're not going to do any ink.
No, no ink, no piercings. Here's a pretty good one. You have to pose in the, like they do in the Sports Illustrated, the body magazines that they do. You know what I'm talking about, Angel?
Oh, body painting over the... No.
They're...
Body image.
They're nude.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
But you're
doing some kind of activity.
Yeah.
A sports activity.
Yeah, we're going to... Flat up, no.
And make them into calendars.
On that, no. We're going to go.
You're out on that one?
No. Who pays there? I mean, all of us who have to see it are the real losers.
I would laugh at that every single time.
Seriously.
No. The loser has to make a music video, go out there and just create something of one of their favorite songs.
I would rather the loser has to set up the grill out front and cook steaks for all of us. That would be.
Yeah.
It's not humiliating, but it's kind of nice.
The eyebrows of shame. The loser must shave their eyebrows off. That's not horrible. That isn't a horrible idea.
I'm not big on it.
What do you think, Angel? You got any Any ideas back there? He's looking it up right now.
What do you do for
let's get
to
this text line.
Most of the time, eyebrows do grow back.
most
60% of the time, it probably might grow back.
I ain't doing that one.
Unk said, get your folding chair ready, Tanner. I'm not taking last. I will.
Do you want to go to the roof?
I will bet on that.
Do we want to make the roof
Do we just go back to the roof?
Might fall through the roof at this point.
But it has to be...
I don't know how stable it is.
It has to... Yes. It has to be... We have to pick a date, and you have to go out there regardless of the weather, because we've been too soft on that at times. No, the weather's not good. You don't need to go up there. No, whatever date we set, the person has to go up to the roof.
What if we had to send them to Linda to frost the tips of their hair?
Oh, I'm in. You in on that?
I'm not talking about cutting or anything like that. That's going
right.
to be, you know.
No, you're just doing. Does that work with your hair, your guys' hairstyle, though? Can you do frosted tips with long hair?
I'm sure you can, or at least get a streak through it or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do that, and then, like, she gets to dress you up and take a picture.
Okay, you're getting a little bit far here.
No, I mean, if we're going to bring Linda into it, let her bring out that flair.
Yeah.
How about, there you go. You're going to talk to Linda about this, but I think whoever... No, because this could turn out... What if... No.
What if what?
What if you look good?
What if you look really good when you're done?
That sounds great.
Yeah, it does.
New lifestyle for you.
All right.
A noob said if Tanner is last, he has to drink a six-pack of Coors Light.
If Tanner is last.
Yeah,
nobody else is getting last.
I'm the guy that people love to hate. That's fine. Holyoke, loser has to sleep with the cows. That's not a punishment. It's a reward, Holyoke, moron. God. Here's one that, you know, we were talking during the break. You had a couple of ideas. Last place has to walk around downtown Greeley with a vote for Biden sign.
See, there's many things that would be entertaining. I liked my idea better.
Yeah.
I'll keep that one to myself, but it played on the same theme.
Yeah, it did.
It's different words.
I like the frosted tips idea.
I think it's a good idea.
We obviously
got to streak it. Get a streak through your hair.
Brady Hole's in a meeting right now, so I can't reach him. Are we good with that? The three of us, at least. And then we'll see.
Who's all going to be in on this?
For the station, I think it's us three and Brady.
Okay.
Coach Dick.
But well, Coach doesn't have any hair. He's got no tips to frost.
He's got to wear a wig. He's got to wear a wig.
Okay, I'm down with that. I'd like to see a picture of him
so
in a wig.
So right now what we can control is the three of us. Are you guys good if it happens? If I take last, I'll do frosted tips. If you guys take last,
I'll do rib tips.
What is that?
It's meat. It's the tips of the ribs.
I looked up a few pictures with the long hair frosted tips. Doesn't look too bad.
Okay.
No,
so frosted tips.
Like highlights almost.
For the three of us.
Peter Criss of Kiss did it for years.
For the three of us, whoever takes last amongst the three of us, frosted tips for a month?
How long do they?
I don't know. How long
I don't know how long do they last?
Okay,
so
come on, Unk.
Unk,
you seem like the guy that's got frosted tips.
That's
driving your Chevys.
So are you leaving Brady out of this?
No, we just need to confirm with him. I just texted him and said frosted tips? Question mark. We'll see.
That could mean anything.
I know.
Yeah,
I know. You need
you gotta
to
give him some
that.
Context.
Careful when you
no,
Google that.
We had already been texting about the punishment. Okay. There was a time. Actually, the first time that I interviewed in here. For a job 7 years ago, Brady had lost the challenge, and he had blue hair. He had absolutely dyed it blue hair. And I know for a fact he won't go back to the blue hair. I know he won't do that. The next year, or a couple years later, he lost, or a few years earlier, he had to shave his head, and that was all gone. But he's not doing any of that stuff. So frosted tips, like you can still make it look somewhat professional.
Hey. For some, it's the way they go, you know, but I think it would be kind of fun. And talk to Linda.
Are you in?
Oh, I'll do it.
You're in. Are you in?
It doesn't involve any cutting or anything.
No.
Yeah, that's fine.
Are you in? 100%. We got to commit right now.
I'm in.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So the three of us at least, and then we'll try and extend this over to, what do you think? Unless there's something, and I'll do this too, and I'll drink Coors Light. I'll just drink some of those.
But you're going to need to while you're having your tips frosted. That wouldn't be a bad thing. But we're going with that unless somebody throws something that is just so much better throughout the day.
Yeah.
We'll keep an eye on that, but we're going with this one.
We are going
unless
this one.
We hear something better today.
So keep those coming in. 888-530-0043. I just texted Linda Winder and asked her if she can do frosted tips.
Yeah, that's a key.
That is a key thing.
Can you do it? If not, I know my daughter.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll find somebody that can do frosted tips. I'm terrified of this now.
This is a real odd conversation for us to have this morning.
That's all right. This is what people are ready for this. People are ready for March Madness, man. This is the fun stuff that comes along with it because it gets the team camaraderie of wherever you work, whatever you do. There's people that are doing the same thing as you, and they have no idea, and even the experts have no idea, and away we go. And I love that about March Madness, 9:47 the time.
No, it definitely is fun. It is.
Except for when you lose and have to get frosted tips.
Hey, I know we're about to go to a break here, yeah. But I just found an interesting story as we head off in another direction here. All right, but you can keep those coming. Did you see the list of the safest cities in Colorado?
No. Let's talk about it when we come back on the other side because we've got plenty of time.
Let's take a break. Yeah, let's do that.
And we'll come back and talk about the safest cities in Colorado. I can tell you it's not Weld County with a vote for Biden sign. We'll be back on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Hell yeah, you do. Come party with us at McCarty's at Eaton Country Club tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Come as you please, leave as you please, whatever you've got. If you can sneak out for lunch over there, come and see us. So we're going to be out there all day at McCarty's. But Brian, you found a list of the safest and least safe cities here in the state of Colorado.
Well, I didn't find the least safe one.
No, it's just the safest. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the safest cities in Colorado for 2023. This came from SafeWise. Is the website. It says Colorado's 20 safest cities of 2023. We'll go over to the top 10. I looked at the top 20. None of our northern Colorado towns.
No, that doesn't really surprise me. Just right now, thinking about it, it's got to be a mountain town. I'm going to say Breckenridge, Vail, the wealthy cities and towns got to be up there.
That's where you're going?
That's where I'm going.
All right.
Or eastern Colorado where there's nobody.
Any thoughts, Angel?
Let's say Littleton.
All right.
All right. Well, here we go.
Top 10 safest cities in the state of Colorado.
Thank you. Number 10, Estes Park.
Yep. Another mountain town. Not a whole lot of people up there.
Yep. Number 9, Firestone.
Really? They've got a great DMV, by the way. So if you don't want to be here, drive down to Firestone.
Okay. Number 8, Erie.
Yeah. Okay. That one's a little surprising to me, to be honest.
Number 7, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this anymore. It's Gypsum. Can I still say that?
Another mountain town. Call something? No, you're racist now.
Okay, thank you. Number 6, Cherry Hills Village.
Yeah, rich. Rich.
Not a surprising thing?
Nope.
Here we go, top 5. Top 5 safest cities in Colorado. Number 5, Eaton.
Really?
Yep.
Again, I mean, if you look at the northern Colorado area, that is one of the more that's one of the wealthier communities when you look at it. So that doesn't surprise me. And a lot of times you can't with less people and you look at wealth. Those are two factors that factor into safeties of community.
You would certainly think so.
And Eaton is right there. Look at Eaton on number 5.
Number 4 on the list, safest cities in Colorado, Windsor.
Yep. Checks out.
Not surprising at all. Checks it really out. Isn't.
Nope. I thought you said none of the northern Colorado areas were in the bottom 20?
Bottom 10. I was looking at the bottom. Oh, okay. Yeah, they had the top 20, and I was going to do the top 10, and I wasn't going to do the other 10. That's where I said there weren't any.
Okay, I got
you. See where
I got you. I'm going to say that Fort Collins is still on this list to come.
With 3 to go?
With 3 to go.
All right, number 3 is Frederick.
Frederick.
Right.
Yeah, that's the Frederick Firestone area. That's close.
Number 2, safest cities in Colorado, Milliken.
That's a surprise to me.
Milliken comes in at number 2.
Hmm.
Number 1.
Fort Collins?
Safest city in Colorado, Severance.
Well, it just became
out there.
It just became a city. That's stupid.
There's like nothing in these areas.
That's really stupid.
What do you mean there's nothing?
I mean, there's people and there's businesses and stuff, and it's not like.
What do you mean nothing?
Yeah.
That's right. Well, like when I drive up there, it's like, where are the people?
Where?
There's a school here. A few
houses. Where are the people? Well, they're in their houses, Angel.
Well, there you are. Top five.
But where are the houses? I don't see any.
Top five safest cities: Eaton, Windsor, Frederick, Milliken, Severance. And what all of those pretty much in our listening area. So there we go.
Well done. Way to
commit
crimes.
That we influence those. Those folks in Gypsum, and they don't get us.
And Estes. Well, you can hear us in Estes.
Yeah, you can hear us everywhere, actually.
On 1310kk.com.
Which
I
don't even, where is Gypsum?
I think it's a mountain town.
Is it?
I believe that's right. Let's see how far away it is from here. Talk for a minute, Brian.
I'll do that. I don't know. Should we take a trip up there? Would that make it less safe? Just us showing up there, would they slide down a bit?
Oh, yeah. It's right in the middle of the mountains.
On there, because I used to always think that when they would do the list of, like, the fittest states, and it's like, okay, Colorado's here, and it's like, well, this must have been done before we moved here. You know, this was...
I'm surprised, like, Blackhawk wasn't on there.
For safest?
Yeah.
Would you think a gambling town would be listed as one of the safest?
Yeah, I guess, like, what, a population of four.
I guess what I should have really looked into, which makes a difference in this, is how do they factor this? You know, what are the variables that go into this? I'm sure it's crime rate, you know, and all those kind of things, obviously, for safest city, you know, but the criteria can make a lot of difference.
Breckenridge, Vale, none of those were on there?
No.
That's insane. So I'm wondering, and especially when you look at eastern Colorado, like, if there's one crime committed in Otis, the crime rate's through the roof.
Oh, right through.
Right? Yeah. So you can skew those numbers however you want, I suppose. But there you go. Well, way to be, Northern Colorado. Way to be. Also got a texture here that said, apparently Angel hasn't been through Severance in a while because that thing is loaded with houses now. So plan your next trip to Severance, Angel. You need to get over there. Coaching at Windsor, I would imagine that you would
been. Well, I've been to Windsor a lot, but Severance I've been maybe twice.
Oh, you okay? Yeah, you need to get back over there. Good.
I went to talk to the Severance track coach last year.
Yeah, and then didn't you go out there for Brian's?
For the
eating
oyster
contest. Yeah.
It's more on the west side there. So there's how a geographical layout of Severance works.
You know, it's interesting because they break this down as I'm looking at it. The median income in some of these, like in Eaton, is 93.4.
Mm-hmm.
The median income in Windsor is 111,000.
Right.
Frederick, 116,000. Milliken, 73,000. And in Severance, 111,000. I cannot afford to live in any of these places.
Well, but that just goes to the
where
point.
Where's the trailer park that I need to live in? Here's, more Lamar.
Yeah.
43.7. Now you're talking.
But that's what, the rate of income has a direct correlation with the crimes because there's not as many people in need, and still there are a large number of crimes committed because of needs, not wants. And I think that's something that's an interesting topic for another day, I think, Brian, since we only have just a couple of minutes left here. It's Good Morning NoCo. Let's get to the final couple of results of the poll question of the day. Who's winning the national championship this year? That's what we want to know. And so far, overwhelmingly, Houston on the Twitter poll. Houston is going to win the national championship, according to our listeners.
Yeah, and I can understand that. They're a favorite when you talk to a lot of people. I mean, Houston is definitely that's why they're a one seed, and a lot of people feeling this is going to be the year that they do that.
Yeah, and stay tuned because we're going to see after the first day tomorrow morning, we'll talk back with you. Who out of the three of us is getting frosted tips done in their hair?
A lot could be determined on that
today.
In a day.
Yeah. Yeah. Duke goes out, it's going to be me. Just plain and simple. Duke loses, it's me.
I've got a real cheering interest.
Now you do, baby. Now you do.
All
right. Coming up here on KFK, it's real simple. Today, if you can't get out of work, you can't go and watch the games today, listen to them right here. We're going to have them all. And, if a game turns into a blowout, they'll jump over to a game just starting. They do a great job. Westwood One does a great job bringing these games, and we're carrying them here on KFKA. Today, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, they're all going to be here throughout the March Madness that goes on. We're your home for it here in Northern Colorado on KFKA. Angel, for Brian, I'm Tanner. Good luck, boys, in your gambling and your brackets. Good luck.
Thank you
Roll
so
tide.
Much.
Also, I hope you both suck and you lose very bad.
Right back at you, buddy.
Thanks, everybody, who interacted with the program today. We will be back at it on a Friday for Good Morning NoCo.
Couldn't get out of it, huh? We're here?
Well, maybe.
All right.
We still might. Okay. We may not be here. We will be at the Eaton Country Club at McCarty's tomorrow from 10 to 4, so come check us out. For Angel, for Brian, I'm Tanner. We love you, Northern Colorado. We'll talk to you tomorrow.